Someone who shall be nameless is in a Cuban snit this morning.
What'd you do?
Nothing. Went wrong down at the club last night. Cleaner forgot to bring his tuxedo. One act didn't show up. Right in the middle of his big number, the lights went out all over the whole neighborhood.
Oh, how long did that last?
For hours. Everybody got up and left and went into the nightclub across the street.
Well, how'd they manage without electricity?
Liberace was playing there. Huh? He does his show by candlelight.
Oh, sure.
Oh, well, I don't blame Ricky for being sore. Well, neither do I, but things aren't going to be very pleasant around here today. He's as grumpy as a kangaroo with a porcupine in his pouch.
Want some coffee?
No, thanks. Fred's waiting for his breakfast. I'll just get my cream.
Oh, G-I-M-B-U, Ethel.
Why?
Because Fred is so predictable. You never have to worry about what kind of a mood he's going to be in.
Yeah, he's always got a porcupine in his pouch.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Ricky.
My orange juice is sour.
Well, that's not the only thing that's sour around here.
What do you mean?
You might at least say good morning to Ethel.
Hi.
Oh, I liked it better when he ignored me.
Well, don't worry, Ethel. He'll get over it.
Oh, sure. He'll soon be his usual old charming, smiling self. Won't you, Ricky?
No, Ethel,
oh,
don't.
I can make Ricky smile. Come on now, Ricky. Smile for me. I can make you smile. Oh, now, Ricky. How would it be if your face froze like that?
How would it be if you minded your own business?
Well.
Doesn't your little playmate ever go home? Hi, honey bunch.
Oh, shut up.
Now, what did I do?
You're just as grumpy as he is.
Well, what did I do?
Nothing, Fred. Ethel's upset at Ricky. Now, Ricky, you tell Ethel you're sorry for what you said.
I'm sorry, Ethel. I mean it, Harry. I'm sorry. I'm just so upset, I don't know what I'm doing.
Now, what's Lucy done?
Nothing! Why is it always my fault?
No, really, Fred. Lucy had nothing to do this time.
I apologize.
All right.
It's just that everything went wrong at the club last night. The guy didn't bring
my
tuxedo.
Honey,
the
lights
went out
honey,
in the middle.
Honey, don't talk about it anymore. You're just going to get yourself all upset again.
Okay. I'm telling you, anybody that goes into show business should have his head examined. I would quit the whole thing for 2 centavos.
Oh, I wish I had a nickel for every time he's offered to quit show business for 2 centavos.
Well, if I had any sense, I'd be in some regular business.
Any business is a pain in the neck.
Not like show business.
Not much. How do you think I feel, worrying every time a tenant is going to move out and listen to all their silly complaints?
My drain is stopped up. I've lost my key. When are you going to fix my leaky faucet?
Say, listen, speaking about leaky faucets, when are you going to fix this?
No, not now, Lucy.
I'm telling you, I'm going to keep my eye open for a real business. And when I find it, bye-bye show business.
Okay, let me know when you find something.
All right.
Come on, Ethel, I'm hungry.
Okay, see you later, Tim.
All right, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hi, Poppy.
Hi, how are you? Hey, do you have a nice walking man?
Yes, but he's getting tired.
Oh, what's up, baby? Hello, son.
Are you
How
still
are you?
Looking at those wand ads?
Yes, Mommy, I'm still looking at them.
We gotta take our nap.
Okay, sweetheart, take your nap.
Come on, baby, darling. Well, we let him stay up too long. Come on, baby, darling.
Hmm.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi, Frank.
Oh, boy, what a swell day. How about a little game of golf?
I love to, Fred, but I'm looking into some business opportunities here that I might go into.
Oh, you're really serious, huh?
You're darn right I am.
Well, if you find something good, let me know.
Hey, were you serious this morning when you offered to go into it with me?
Well, I don't remember offering, but if you got a good deal, sure I'm in.
Fred, don't encourage him. I've gone through this with him a million times.
Never mind. Now, here's some of the ones that look best.
Yeah.
Delicatessen for sale cheap. You know, the one down at the corner makes a mint.
Yeah. Oh, Ricky, a delicatessen.
What's wrong with a delicatessen?
I can just see it. Ricky Ricardo's delicatessen. Cuban-style blintzes.
She's right, Rick. It doesn't quite have the right ring.
Well, that's a lot of stuff.
All right, let's live.
Lucy?
What?
Fred over here.
There he is with Ricky Ricardo, the salami king. Huh? They're figuring out what business to go into. Business?
Yeah. Fred Mertz, what's this about you going in business?
I haven't made any deal. I thought if we saw something good, we might go in it. After all, we got a few bucks put aside.
Oh, have you, Ethel?
Only every dollar we ever made, that's all.
Hey, it might be fun if we were all partners. Let me see that list, Ricky.
Yeah, I'll read it to you. Now, the delicatessen is out, you said. So. Yeah. How about a cocktail bar?
No.
Now, the next one is something I've always wanted to own.
What's that?
A diner.
Diner?
A diner? Honey, we don't know anything about running a diner.
Well. Fred and I do. We worked in one once when we were stranded in Indianapolis. Remember, Fred?
Really?
Sure.
Adam and Eve on a raft. Wreck 'em.
Scrambled eggs on toast. Coming up.
That's wonderful.
You know, with Fred and Ethel's know-how, and I got a good following down at the club, we should have a lot of customers.
Sure, this is just perfect for the four of us. Fred and I have the know-how, and Ricky has the name, and Lucy has...
My name is the same as his.
Ah, don't you worry, honey. It'd be plenty for all of us to do.
Oh, sure. We couldn't do anything without you.
That's right.
I hope not.
Now, look at that. Don't you think that looks good?
Enjoy security and independence by owning your own business. Fully equipped. Hey,
that's it, folks. Isn't this the sweetest little diner you ever saw?
Oh, it's a darling. Just cute as a bug.
And you say this place does good business?
You ought to see him. Three deep at the counter all day long.
Really?
Uh-huh. We have to close once a week to let the seats cool off.
Well, will you pardon us a minute? May I...
Certainly.
Excuse us a minute, please?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mr. Watson, you just sold a diner.
Wonderful. I know you won't be sorry. Will you just sign this purchase agreement and I'll meet you at the bank in the morning to complete the deal?
Yes, sir. Looks all right, eh, Fred?
Fine, yeah.
2,000. That's right.
Okay.
Sign it, Fred.
Yes, sir.
Here are the keys.
Oh,
keys
E.
They are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I'll see you at the bank.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, isn't he a nice man?
He sure is. We own a diner. We own a diner.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hey, we got to take this sign down.
Well, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to get another name.
Yes.
Want to be?
Well, now, let's see.
I got it.
Oh, well, you go ahead, Fred.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking out loud, you know, but, how about Ricky's place?
You know, I had the same thought.
You did?
With one slight change.
What's that?
Fred's place.
Now, look, Fred, yesterday you said that you got the know-how and I got the name. And my name ain't Fred.
look, I think people like to eat where a woman does the cooking. I think we should use a woman's name.
What woman's name did you have in mind?
Well, it starts with an L.
Lucy?
That's right.
Now, look, there's no use arguing about this. I tell you what we'll do.
What?
Well, let's not use any of our names.
Why not?
Well, My idea was to have a diner that served Cuban food.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right, so let's use something different and catchy, like a little bit of Cuba.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
I like
a little bit of Cuba.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you for coming, boy. Say hello to the family.
I will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello,
Joe.
How are you?
Look at Joe. What do you think of the place, eh?
Like it?
Spot.
Is that nice?
Yeah,
come on, I got a ringside seat right here for you.
Thanks.
Sit right out there, Joe.
There you are, Joe.
Oh,
Fred.
Nice to see you.
Take good care of my friend Joe here.
Yes, indeed I will. Good evening, sir. What do you have?
Well, let's see. What's this little bit of Cuba special?
Well, sir, that's something Ricky dreamed up. It's a hamburger patty, smothered in Tabasco sauce and mashed bananas between two tortillas.
I think I'll just have a hamburger.
Hamburger?
Rare.
Rare. What do you have on it?
Everything but onions.
Walk a cow past the stove and don't cry over it.
And fuck.
Cup of mud coming up.
Hey, Alberto!
Hi, Ricky.
How are you?
Look, Alberto's here.
How's Pura?
Oh, glad to see you. How do you like the place, eh?
Well, we won't eat.
Come on, I got a nice seat right here for you, boys. Sit down. There you are. Hey, Fred. Take good care of my friend Alberto here.
Oh, yes, indeed. Good evening, sir. What do you have?
I think I'll try hash.
Hash? There's a gambler in the house.
Honey, isn't this fun?
Oh, it's just great. Just what I always wanted.
And we're making a whole bunch of money.
I know. And the best part of it is so easy to run.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be a lot of work.
I'm telling you, it's a cinch.
I know. I just...
Hey, how about my pancakes?
How about my coffee?
Coming right up. Where are those pancakes?
You didn't order any hotcakes.
Oh, I did, too.
Well, I didn't hear you. Hear you for a hot dog,
though. I didn't order hot dogs.
Somebody did.
How about my pancake?
Coming right up.
Yes, sir. I'll fix it right away, sir.
Well, Marco, welcome to a little bit of Cuba. Sit right down there, boy.
There
sit right
are,
down
Marco.
There.
Marco, nice to see you.
Yes, sir.
Nice to come in.
Nick, all right, everything? Good, good. Say, we need more butter here.
More butter here?
Who does he think he is?
I'm a partner, too, you know.
How come we're back here doing all the work and they're out there having all the fun?
I don't know, but it's time we made a change.
We're going to have a lot of good food. You know, we're going to have a roast compote, frijoles, paella, everything. All this stuff, you know.
There you are.
What's that for? It's time for the swing shift.
What are you doing?
Well, we just been thinking. Maybe we better trade. You're out here doing all the work, and we're back there having all the fun.
Fred, I don't know what to do back there.
No. Oh, it's very simple. You just put the meat on the griddle, and when your face gets redder than the hamburger, it's done.
Ethel, what's the matter with you?
Now, look, Ethel, you are supposed to be behind the counter. You got the know-how.
And look, Ricky has to be here greeting guests. He has a name.
Yeah, and I know what it is.
Now, look, for the last time, are you two going to get behind that counter or not?
For the last time, are you two going to get behind that counter or not?
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Well, we can't all be out in front, so it better be you.
Well, all right, that's better.
That's more better. Come on.
Come on, dear.
Where are you going?
Have fun.
How about my hamburger?
Apple. How about my hamburger?
Oh, I got to go to work. I can't be here right here. I got work to do.
Now look, the next time that we get a customer in here, will you please try to get the order right? We had four customers in here today, and you loused up every one of their orders.
Well, it's hard to keep track of that many orders.
What are you talking about? They were each here at different times.
Well, I'm doing my best. You have to have experience for this kind of work, and I've never done it before.
Oh, now, honey, don't cry. You'll get the food all salty.
Besides, it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, yelling all those crazy things at me.
That was diner talk, like Fred did.
Yeah, well, the next time you want hamburgers without onions, ask for hamburgers without onions. Don't stand there and yell, "Bring the bull in the ring," and laugh in its face.
Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lucy. Hello.
Well, I see business is booming.
This is the first lull we had all morning.
Now listen, once and for all, if we come back, are you going to take turns doing the dirty work?
Now look, Fred, you got the know-how and I got the name.
I told you, Ethel, this guy knows two songs, Babaloo, and you got the know-how, I got the name Blues.
That's what we agreed on.
Certainly.
Now, get this straight. Ethel and I are not going to stay back there working our heads off while you two are leading a gay social whirl out front.
Well, this is a fine mess. Well, what are we going to do about it?
Well, we thought if you wanted to buy us out, we'd...
Buy you out? Put another cent in this joint.
Well, we haven't got enough money to buy you out.
Well...
Well, what are we going to do? Yeah. Half of it is yours and half of it is ours. Let's split it. Sure, that would solve everything. Yours is a half behind the counter and ours is a half in front. Oh, no, you don't. Well, what do you want to do, split it down the middle? Hey, that might be a good idea. It'd teach you a lesson. You'd go broke in 10 minutes without us showing you what to do.
We go broke.
Certainly. There wouldn't be a customer in this joint if it wasn't for Ricky's name.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
All right. We'll split it right down the middle, and we'll see who does the best.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. This is our hat. That is your hat.
Okay.
All right.
Either buy something or get off our stool. What time is it?
3:30.
What's the matter? People stopped eating or something? Could have hung out a sign that said measles and done better business.
Don't make jokes.
That's a joke.
Look, nothing to kid about, you know. We're just about to lose 2,000 hard-earned bucks.
I don't know how I ever got mixed up into this.
Why did I let Fred talk me into this?
Me? You're the one that wanted to quit show business. Don't blame it on to me. You had the name.
Yeah, and you had the know-how. Where's your know-how now? We got no customers know-how.
Oh, what's the difference? Who has the know-how? Who has the name? Who has the customers?
Yeah, where are the customers?
Where do you want these?
Oh, right here.
Right here, please. Oh, I beg your pardon. Would you put them in the middle, please? We have to divide them. Thank you very much.
I'd like to report a missing rail.
This isn't a bar, it's a diner. We serve food here.
Food?
Yeah, how about something to eat?
Yeah, right over here, sir.
I'll drink till I...
Right here.
Right over here, sir.
Here you are, sir. Right here.
Right over here.
Right here. It's the best line. Right here.
Mister.
Right
mister. Mister.
That's right.
Mister. Mister. Mister.
Yeah, but we're trying to get him over here, not drive him away. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Look, mister, 14 cents.
Well, I like to save a penny where I can.
That's
there
nice,
we
sir.
Are, yeah. Sir. Sit right down. We'll get right it for here. You right away. Mister, 13 cents. Look, mister, 10 cents. 10 cents. 5 cents. 4. 3. 2. 1. 1 cent hamburgers.
Ethel, are you losing your mind?
Well, I'd want them to get it.
1 cent hamburgers.
I'd like 100 hamburgers.
No.
They're all our hamburgers.
Well, it's just as well, sir. You wouldn't have liked them anyway.
Yeah, even at a cent apiece, they're overcharging you.
Yeah. At least we put meat in ours.
Yeah.
And just what are you insinuating we put in ours? I'm not saying, but you can bet on it in the afternoon and eat it at night.
Go ahead, throw it.
Oh, wouldn't I love to? You wouldn't dare. Oh, wouldn't I?
Lucy!
Ethel, come on, and I'd like to see a good pie, Connie.
Guys, boss money now.
Yes, go back to work. Back to work, everybody. Come on now, stop fooling around. Let's go back to work. Come on.
See what I could do for you, but you seem to be having lots of fun.
Recreation, we're entertaining our customers.
Oh, well, to tell the truth, I got lonesome for the old place, and I just dropped down to look around. I sure miss it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, Mr. Watson, I don't blame you for missing the place, because, you know, it's really a gold mine.
Oh, yes, it is. We ever thought it was going to be.
You growled it all the time.
Yes, sir.
You really miss it, eh?
We miss it, huh, Mr. Watson?
I sure do. Matter of fact, I'm sorry I sold it.
Well, we sure don't want you to be unhappy, Mr. Watson. I can talk Ricky and Fred into giving it up.
Huh? Oh, well, I don't know about that.
I'd certainly like to have it back.
Yeah, he'd like to have it back there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you really feel that way, we'll see what we can do about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we paid $2,000 for the place.
Yes. Yeah, $2,000, that's right.
Now, we put a lot of work in this place.
Oh, we've done a lot of things, and we've developed quite a clientele, you know.
Yeah, well, everybody from the club comes down here, you know.
A little later
but, we don't want you to be sad about it. And we like you. You're a real nice man. So I tell you what we'll do. We'll let it go for $3,000.
I can only give you $1,200.
We'll take it.
You just bought
bought yourself back a dime.
Yes, sir, you bought yourself
They'll
a dime.
I'll be the first ones to eat with you. Yeah. Yeah. We'll come in and have a piece of pie. Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 let me be. Let's go, girls.
Careful, fellas. You have to stay out here.
Listen, my good man. You have been so nice. I want you to have this and take it home to your family.
For me?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's a shame. They're such nice people. Nobody makes any money these days.
I do. I make a fortune.
How?
Selling this place and buying it back from people who want to go into business for themselves.
Why, you...
Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.